Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk 2 Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojapa Maria Ensaroma, and we are in the month of May, which is one of two Earth months in 2020. And this wonderful Earth month, which is also in an Earth year, brings a powerful energy for valuing support and nurturing as we continue to navigate through the challenges of Corona time. Now, as we continue the deeper inner work to shift into a higher level of human consciousness, we will certainly have to address our own self-worth. To support this essential growth task, my theme for May is show up and be worthy. Through 5 broadcasts and accompanying videos, I provide psycho-spiritual insights and practical wisdom on strengthening your ability to show up and be worthy. And this week, I'm focusing on being worthy of valuing your life. But first, just a reminder that when I'm broadcasting live, you can listen through your phone at this number, which is area code 563-999-3089. I will also upload a video of this broadcast on Tuesday to my YouTube channel, which is Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. Now, you can ask questions or share comments on my Facebook page, which is Wisdom Walk Radio, or my website, which is www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com, or in the comments sections below this YouTube video. But right now, I invite you to sit or lay back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape, where we can connect to the soul and discover the true treasure of being human. Wow, wow, wow. Here we are in the third week of May already, and so much has gone on in just the last week. It seems really hard to keep up with the pace of change and shift that is happening on the globe at this time. And so that's why, for me, it's so important to pause and take time to connect with our ancestors, because they've come through it all. And we can definitely use their wisdom, their understandings for the times that we are moving through. So tonight, I thought it would be really important to think about and call on all those ancestors who were inspirational to you, the inspirational ancestors. I know for me, I'm inspired by many, many people in my family, just because they came through a time that I can't even imagine. I can't imagine what it would be like to be born in 1910 in Wilmington, Delaware, like my grandmother was. And so she was very inspirational to me in how she navigated her life, how she valued her life. So think about that special person for you, or persons, and I'm going to call on those ancestors, because we need that support right now. So join me and say their name out loud. They really like that. My grandmother's name was Lillian Brown, Lillian Cornelia Brown. So, Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, All the One, All That Is, thank you, thank you, thank you for the blessing of the ancestors and for this opportunity to once again know that we can't do this alone, that we need more than just physical and intellectual help. We need some spiritual help. And so I'm calling out to your great emissaries, the ancestors, to provide us with that greater knowing, that going beyond what we can even think about. So ancestors, 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 we are calling on you at this time for your inspiration, for your inspirational energy, so that we may stay clear and confident and courageous in our navigating through this unprecedented time in human history. We love you, and we want you to know that we definitely think of you and are connected to you. And so we ask that you come and bring us what it is that you have for us, so that we can stay awake, aware, and on point. And ancestors, again, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for your love and presence in our lives. And Creator, again, I thank you for the blessing of the ancestors. In the name of all that is holy, I say amen, ashe, aho, asah, shinka, bismillah, and so it is. Ashe, ashe. Wow, I could stay praying to the ancestors all day, like just so easy to do, right? Now, I'm going to move into the elemental wisdom for the week, because we do have some really interesting alignment going on. It's an earth year. We're in an earth month. And this week, starting on Wednesday the 20th, we enter into an earth week. And on Friday, we actually have our earth day. Yeah, so there's some really powerful alignment this week. And here's the opportunity. It's about giving support, paying it forward, being an inspiration, offering assistance without expecting anything material in return, demonstrating your ability to be generous, compassionate, considerate, and trustworthy, to nourishing an abundant universal love energy of the earth element to be of service to you and others. In doing this in a humble and balanced way, you will be gifting your soul with unconditional love. This emotional resource will serve you well as you continue to move through unexpected barriers to the fulfillment of your annual commitments. As you comfort others, you will be comforted. So it's a great, great, great inspirational words for this week. And of course, with every opportunity comes distraction. So be on the lookout for complaining. And yeah, folks, there will be much to complain about, but really avoid that. It's not a good use of your time and energy. Put your time and your focus on something positive, like gratitude. What can you be grateful for? Next, expecting others to do what you can do. Yeah, yeah. It's sometimes really hard, especially with family members, because you think if I did this for them, they should be able to do that for me. But no, don't go there. Just realize if you do something, do it because you can, not because you expect that others can do for you. And last but not least, the fear of not being appreciated or compensated. Yeah. Let that go, especially in this time. Know that your reward, your reciprocity, is going to return to you in ways you can't even imagine. So let go of that holding on or that conditioning that I can't do this unless I get this. You know, really open up this week to pay it forward and to be an inspiration to others. Now, next week, on the 27th of May through the 2nd of June, we'll be going into a fire week, yeah. And that'll be a time to forgive the past, and I'll tell you all about that in the next broadcast and video. Again, this Friday coming up, May 22nd, I have declared to be Earth Day in the month of May. Now, I hope you've been continuing to cut down on your use of plastic, because now I'm going to add cutting down on the use of paper, and yes, including toilet paper, right? Because just think about what people did back in the day when they had an outhouse. Like, they didn't have toilet paper, so how did they keep themselves clean? Yeah, they're called washcloths, definitely. Do go out and hug a tree, and also I'll be sharing an earth ritual with you today at the end of my teachings. And that would be something that would be very appropriate for you to do at this time. I also ask again that you go to the website, www.earthday.org, and become more familiar with what's going on to help make our planet habitable for the seven generations coming after us. Yeah. So happy Earth Day on Friday. Now, astrological forecast. I'm going to do this really quickly because I did not get out my video as I thought this week. You know, all of those planets going into retrograde, Saturn, Venus, Jupiter, yeah, it laid me flat. It's a wonder I did all that I did accomplish this week. But my hope is it's about right timing, and so I plan to complete that video on Monday and post it up Tuesday along with this video. So we'll see what happens. But just quickly, I want to touch on that on Friday, the Earth Day, we have a new moon in Gemini. And it's going to be interesting because with Venus retrograde in Gemini, and also we have the North Node in Gemini, and I'll explain that in the other video. Anyway, what that all means is that we really are in a time where it is extremely important to learn to be adaptable and flexible. I repeat that, be adaptable and flexible. Gemini does rule communications. And so from Braca Goldsmith, one of my astrologers that I like, she says, how can you be kinder and gentler in all your communications, both with yourself and with others? Yeah. And I will share her link in the box below this video, but you can find her on YouTube. That's Braca Goldsmith. So moving right along, for tonight, here's my overview. I'm going to do a recap of Show Up and Be Worthy, what that means. And then I'm going to talk about why we don't value life from my perspective. I'm then going to talk about how we can learn to value life. And then I will share a faith gesture with you using the earth element. My quote for this week comes from a man by the name of Rob Liano, who is a noted business author and a kind of a good sales guru, teaching people how to get good sales. But Rob says, if you don't know what you want, you'll never find it. If you don't know what you deserve, you'll always settle for less. You will wander aimlessly, uncomfortably numb in your comfort zone, wondering how life has ended up here. Now, live, love, laugh, and let your light shine. Yeah. So showing up and being worthy, again, this is about not just self-esteem, because that's what we think and feel and believe about ourselves, but self-worth is that recognizing I am greater than any and all of those things, right? So this is going beyond to really believe that you matter, When you feel worthy, you have clarity, confidence, and courage. And as I've said in every broadcast, worthiness is very essential to our quality of life. If you lack in your ability to feel worthy about yourself, you are not going to have those happy endings, and you will be filled with disappointment over and over and over again. So, being worthy of valuing life is something that we all have to work at. I don't think there's anybody that's born not valuing life, but I think that there are things that interfere with that lasting, especially by the time we get into adolescence. So here are my three big reasons from my own personal experience of why we don't value life, why we're going to lose that ability. First off, there's unhealed trauma from the past, whether it's our own, because we all have a core wound, or it's our ancestral pain, it's our family wound. That definitely will have you not valuing life, because unhealed trauma means that you are holding on to pain. Yeah. And it can be unconsciously, you may not know it. And that will really give you a lot of discomfort. Second reason is unconsciously holding on to archaic beliefs, like what the Puritans believe, which is that life is for struggle and suffering if you want to go to heaven. Right. Like your happiness, your joy, your happy endings aren't going to come until after you die. And this kind of conditioning, especially when it's unconscious, will have you sabotaging your ability to value your life, to be worthy of valuing your life. And then last but not least, we have been conditioned on what to want from life to support an economic system of overconsumption and greed, versus aligning our soul with our higher purpose. Yeah. Yeah. Very, very interesting. So these are the things that really will interfere with us being able to feel worthy and to value life. These are the things that will have us saying, I shouldn't be here. I don't want to be here. How do I get out of here? You know, it is kind of the foundation for suicide. That inability to value your life. It's also the reason why, despite the science around coronavirus, you have people and very intelligent people still taking what I consider unnecessary risk in order to keep the Dow Jones average functioning. Yeah. Choosing profit over people. That's clearly not valuing life. So how can we learn to value life? You know, again, definitely it makes sense that, you know, you're going to heal those wounds from the past and you're going to let go of believing that life is about struggling and suffering. And you're going to start to think about, you know, what is my higher purpose? What am I really here for rather than what you've been conditioned to believe you're here for? So the cool way, what it means is that you've got to shift away from how you are framing life and embrace and experience life through the framework of human evolution, meaning that you really get it, that you are here to heal and grow. To value your life and to be worthy of your life as valuable, you have to make your primary purpose in life to consciously and continuously heal and grow yourself to become more loving of yourself and others. Yeah, it's all about the love. It's all about the love. And that should be your primary purpose. Also about opening up to learning how to grow your emotional and spiritual intelligence, because this is what is going to enable you to value your life, especially during such times as coronavirus. Yeah. The wonderful book, it's so relevant today, even though it was written in the 90s, by Gary Zukav, Seat of the Soul. I highly recommend it. Here's a quote where he talks about reverence for life. He says, "Reverence is a perception of the soul. The soul reveres all life. Without reverence, our experiences are brutal and destructive." Yeah. Yeah. So let me tell you a little story about a woman I love, love, love talking about, and love talking about her story and what she teaches us so powerfully, valuing life. And this is Immaculée Ilibigeza. She is now here in America, and so she calls herself a Rwandan American. She's a best-selling author and motivational speaker. And her first book, called Left to Tell, Discovering God Amidst the Rwandan Holocaust, is an autobiographical work detailing how she survived that horrible, horrible situation of genocide. And that took place just in 1994, from April to July. It was like 91 days of people just going crazy. Yeah, yeah. And I won't go into the whole history of colonialism and the impact and how that all happened, but it was just a mess. And it was, you know, human beings turning on other human beings, a majority group turning on a minority group. Seeing them as disposable. And over 1 million people died within those 91 days. Yeah. And it was horrible the way that they died. So Immaculée survives this situation by spending those 91 days in a very tiny bathroom along with 6 women and 1 child, 1 female child. And it was at the home of a priest, and they barely ate. I think she lost something like 90 pounds over those 3 months. But she did make it. She did survive. And here's one of the ways in which she was able to survive, which I think is the most important thing that she did. something in her soul, knew that she would need to grow and heal in order to survive. So she took on learning English. Yeah. She had this dream of coming to America, and she knew she would need to speak English. So while she's in this horrible situation, slowly starving to death, she has a priest give her a Bible in French and in English. And she's working this every day. And when she's not doing this, she's praying. She's just doing a rosary. She's praying, you know, praying, asking God for help, asking God for help. Yeah. And if you've not read her book or know about her, I highly, highly recommend it. It's a very powerful story. It ultimately is about how she is able to forgive her neighbor who was responsible for the killing of her family, the majority of her family, yeah, her mother and her father and her brother, and how she gets to that level of forgiveness. It's very, very powerful. Yeah, a must read, a must read. But again, in her story, she teaches us that even in that kind of a situation, you can value your life. And she took on, I'm going to grow and I'm going to heal while I'm in this horrible situation. You know, coronavirus isn't to that degree. It is just about us being asked to stay at home unless we really have something essential that we have to do or can't get it done any other way. That's what we're being asked to do. And for those of us who can stay at home, we should be using our time to grow and heal and demonstrate to a greater order and direction that we value our life. Now, to experience valuing life, we must go on a lifelong journey to strengthen our ability to be worthy of it. Because as I said, it can come from just our core wounds or our family wounds that we go into this state of not valuing our life. So a great beginning, or maybe for some of you, a deeper way to do that involves moving from life as a physical experience with some spiritual moments to life as a spiritual experience supported by physical moments. Yeah. Yeah. We got to go higher here. You have to open up to connect with the true source of your living and your life, the true source. There is a greater order and direction that is breathing you right now, right now. And let me tell you, it's not your money that is keeping you alive. No. It wasn't money that was keeping Immaculate alive for those 91 days. It's about our belief system, our belief that we are worthy of being alive and that all of what we need to value our life can manifest easily and effortlessly. Yeah. So here's a personal challenge awareness opportunity for this week. It's a faith gesture for valuing your life using Earth. So what I'd like you to do is get still and contemplate all of what you want to manifest so you can experience your life as valuable. You'll probably start with material things, but do get at the non-material, at your emotional and spiritual needs right now. What do you need right now? Yeah. Write this down on a piece of paper. Then after taking a deep breath, turn the paper over and list everything you possess in life right now that makes it valuable. Yeah, really think about that. And as Marianne Williamson says, don't go unconscious, write it all out. Now, after folding up the paper, you're going to place it on your ancestor altar, or you can create an earth altar. Those are always fun. Or you can just place it in a safe place overnight. next, you're going to create an offering bundle by placing white sugar, white salt, white flour, and or cornmeal, and even white beans into some paper. It could be tissue paper, a napkin, or a piece of cloth. You're going to tie the bundle up neatly and in a beautiful manner, making sure none of the ingredients will leak out. Then you're going to place that on your altar as well. And you might want to cover it with a bowl or a container so it doesn't attract any bugs or rodents, because you're going to leave that overnight as well. Yeah. To complete this faith gesture, first thing in the morning or before the end of the day, you're going to take your bundle to the base of a tree as a gift of gratitude to Mother Earth. Of course, do this in a sacred manner, remembering to invoke your ancestors, spirit guides, and the spirit of Gaia, of Mother Earth, before you begin, and of course, to thank them all when you finish. Now, allow yourself at least 3 days to begin to notice a shift in your feelings about your worthiness for a valuable life, and also pay attention to the validating situations and experiences that are going to show up. Ashe. Now, you can get a more detailed guidance for a faith gesture for valuing your life and relationships using Earth in a natural setting in Chapter 18 of my book, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. You can also access a video of me congratulating you when you complete your ritual by going to my website and clicking under Earth Ritual Praise in the book videos section at www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com. As always, this personal challenge will be listed below this video. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to my channel and hit that bell so you can get all of my videos. And also give me a like if you like it. And I thank you so much. Okay, we have come to the end of tonight's broadcast and video. And as always, I want to shout out to my wonderful, wonderful engineer, Miss Yvette Parker, and the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family, who are in their final days of Ramadan. And I send them out blessings and good tidings for that process. And to them and all the people who practice Islam around the world, I am very, very grateful for them doing this really, really powerful time of being still and going in. I want to shout out to all my regular listeners out there, including my number one fan, Miss Sarah, who continues to consciously heal and grow herself at the age of 95. Yes, Sarah know what it takes to really value your life. Yeah, and she does that. That's why she's still walking around. And to all of those who have wisdom walked with me, and you know who you are, to my family and spiritual kin, to my transformational leadership colleagues like Ms. Amanda Kett, my medicine brothers and sisters like Asu and Ina, and all the folks around the world, including those who may be listening in for the first time, thank you so much. I couldn't do this work without your listenership and viewership and support. Next week, I'll continue my theme for May, show up and be worthy of knowing your purpose. The book, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, Ancient Wisdom for Transforming Pain, available at Amazon, on Kindle, Barnes & Nobles, and other online booksellers. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides and loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Once again, have a healthy and safe Earth Week. Celebrate Earth Day. Cut down on that paper. Wear your mask. Practice social distancing and safe relating. Accept the fact that coronavirus is here. It's a perfect transmitter. And perceived safety isn't the same as science safety. So read up if you need to, listen to the videos that will explain to you what this virus really is, how it works, from what they know at this time, and adhere to the safety practices to the best of your ability. But don't get crazy and think that it's over. It's not. We are still in the throes of a very serious, life-threatening pandemic. And so last but not least, please, please open up to learning how to value yourself, because you are not disposable. You are divine. Good night now.
I hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.